street. And I said, maybe we have to do something. And so I hired some people to just recreate all the stencil of the artworks. And then I contact also graphers in Paris and convince them to say, we're going to organize a museum and an exhibition. So we're going to recreate everything. And of course, first thing they said, no, we can't. It's impossible. You break the rules. It's not the law and everything. And 100 reasons to not do it. But I found one reason that may change their minds. Guys, we just have to do it. Because everything is disappearing every day. If we don't do it, nobody will do it. We have to be a little bit pirate also and break the rules to save all these artworks. And we did it.
All right. It's a beautiful museum. How many pieces are being displayed?
Here in New York, this is the biggest number. More than 160 pieces, artworks reproduced on the wall. So it is really like the only place on Earth where you can see all these artworks all together at the same time, without need to travel all around the world.
And how many floors is this space?
We have, like, I think, in square feet, we have two floors on 1,500 square feet. 15,000 square feet and square meters is not the same. You know, I'm from Europe, so all it's right. Just 10 times. It's just a zero. It doesn't mean anything.
And, how many pieces of Banksy do you own?
I have in my home, I have like I have a private collector, I have like 250 pieces, but they are not painting or this. Everywhere when they use his painting in the pop culture mostly, the vinyl, CD, advertising and everything.
And what's your favorite Banksy piece?
My favorite picture is the Gleaners. The three girls are working and one decides just to stop working and have a cigarette. She's out of the frame, it's been cut off the painting by Banksy. And for me, it's really, really like an image of the actual time. You just have to choose to not be oppressed. Don't play the character of the victim anymore. Just make the revolution. Stop saying yes. You can see it for the hashtag MeToo, for the transgender, for the gays, from the old oppressed people of the world, that just stop playing the role of the victim and change your world. You will decide. Nobody else will do it for you.